The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
Talking taxes with Jackson Hewitt.
I'm a single dad of four boys.
Ah, children are a joy.
Yeah, but these are teenagers. Think they know everything. Think they're the man. But not one of those know-everythings knows enough to have a job. You know what I mean?
I certainly do. But you make the money. You're the head of household. According to Uncle Sam, you're the man.
I am the man.
And I'm guessing you're planning for college. Have you started a 529 savings plan? You'll enjoy tax-free earnings to help you pay for tuition, because you're the man.
I'm the man.
Plus, file with Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, and we'll give you $50 on an American Express Serve card that day. Our gift to you. Better yet, we can load your federal refund up to 2 days faster on the same card.
$50 and my refund up to 2 days faster? Now you're the man.
Our 100% accuracy is guaranteed. Get your federal refund up to 2 days faster with an American Express Serve card and an extra $50. Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required for $50 gift. Valid at participating locations. Faster refund access compared to typical banking process. Subject to American Express receiving notifications up to 2 days before funds are received. Terms and conditions apply for all offers. See JacksonHewitt.com for details.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's back, St. Louis. It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 25th through 28th, with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, February 25th through Sunday, February 28th. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealer St. Charles Boat Show, February 25th through 28th.
Before she was Carole King, superstar, she was Carole King, teenage songwriter. Her music became the soundtrack to a generation. Her story is the musical of a lifetime. Beautiful. Broadway's Grammy Award-winning Carole King musical.
Coming to the Fabulous Fox, February 23rd through March 6th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
Subway has an amazing deal going on now for the entire month of February. All classic foot logs are just $6 or less each. Hurry in. Deal ends soon. Subway. Founded on fresh.
A big banana special.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the my wife's birthday today, the February 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You know what I gave her for her birthday? Free checkup on the entire heating and cooling system from Matheny.
Nice.
I don't want my little woman to have to worry about the heat not working. That's the kind of husband I am. Matheny, we'll talk about them. Talk about who is eligible to be customers and who's not. Sorry, Illinois. I don't know. Maybe down the road we can fix that. But first, there's this.
Hey!
At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion. And Mark and Jason can help you with that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No, what?
What?
What's he doing?
No, Ratboy's trying to tell me something.
No.
He says he didn't have anything today. Nothing.
Really?
He just says he wants to say what? One word. What is it?
Tease.
All right. Well, sometimes that's all he wants.
What a slacker.
Yeah. Slacker? Yeah. Give it up, if you would, please, for... Rat Boy has a little bit of a cold today. That's why he's not very creative. Oh, wait. No, that's me. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I get a daily report. It's a printout. It comes to me every day. We have 17 scouts who go out and find the people who are known to have told friends their AM and the PM, and we'll follow them, sometimes for 30 days, sometimes for a couple of months, just to see if they really are. And I'm going to call him out by his first name, Gil. Now, Gil, for now, that's all we're going to tell people. But Gil... we know for a fact, and Gil lives in St. Charles County. Another heating and cooling vehicle was spotted at Gil's house.
Oh.
Now, Gil, this is how it starts. It starts with a warning, and you don't want to know where it goes from there.
Nope.
You're going to get this one pass. We better never see a heating and cooling company other than Matheny at your home. So Gil, be warned. Now, for those of you who think this is a joke, it's not a joke. We take people who claim to be AM and the PM very seriously. That's not something you throw around loosely.
We could sit outside your house and blast Kanye West music at you.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan, now hold on. Hold on here. You're on to something. Let me just pull this up. Hey, folks, is this what you want? Is this what you want to hear? And the way we'll do it is... you know these omnidirectional speakers? You can't tell really where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Well, we own those at KTRS. And if you use advertisers who aren't the ones that you hear us talk about on the show, that's what your neighbors are going to hear. And they're going to hate your guts. And they're probably going to burn your house down. Shut that crap off and you go, hey, it's not me. I'm not playing. Oh, sure it's not.
Yeah.
You go, no, seriously, I'm being punished for not being AM and the PM. I didn't use Matheny. Yeah, is that what you want playing in your yard? I don't think so. The point is this. We monitor, we track, we follow. Invasion of privacy? I don't think so. I think it's just to make... look, if you're going to say you're AM and the PM, there are many, many ways you can prove it. There are also ways that you can... there are ways that we can prove that you're saying you are, but you really aren't, and you don't want us finding that out about you. We are very difficult to deal with. That's blasphemy to us. That's right in there in the category almost with pretending to be a police officer or somebody in the military when you're not. If you're AM and the PM and you have heating and cooling, and you do, you know you do, Matheny. Now, if you want to write me or email me and give me some good reason why you'd like to be excluded, and I would do this if I were you, write me and say, Frank, please ask for leniency. Say, my brother owns a heating, and we will give you an official waiver, a leniency, so that you won't be punished. And this is phase one of the punishment, is this Kanye West music. It gets much, much heavier than that.
Yeah.
So... here's all you have to do. And by the way, we're not asking you...
who does the scouting for that? Who?
Well, we have a team of 17 people.
Larry Connors do that while he's looking at...
No. He's busy with that other thing he does. He's not available for that.
He's checking
but
roofs.
We and look, I know it makes you a little uncomfortable, but
Let me say, and I'm going to call out Shelly. Shelly, you're in your car right now.
Oh.
Look in your rearview mirror. You see that car behind you? That's one of our scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. That's just an example. One example. They're out there. We follow you. We monitor you. You don't bank at First Community Credit Union? Bad things can happen. You have somebody else come out and service your heating and cooling system? Bad things can happen. So why even take the chance? Because what we're asking you to do is something you're going to be glad you did anyway. It's the best thing for you. It's for your own good, as your parents used to say. Your mom ever say that? This is for your own good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is for your own good. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, either one, any part of either county, Matheny, they'd be happy to take great care of you. And we would love for you to make them your, well, from here on out, your the official heating and cooling company, not just of this show, but of your home or your business, because they handle lots of businesses, and keep them cool in the summer and warm in the winter. They are Matheny, and no business or residence is too big or too small, and there's no model, make, type, size, year that they can't work on and aren't qualified and trained to work on. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. As I mentioned earlier, I watched over the weekend, my wife and I both watched Straight Outta Compton. It's the story of NWA, the rap group, which I guess these guys all split, didn't they? Went on their own. Like Dr. Dre went on to become a super wealthy business guy. Eazy-E died of AIDS. And hang on, don't tell me the other guy. Shoot.
Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Went on his own, too. But I thought I would share with you what I think are going to become well-known quotes. You know how certain movies, even years later, if I say, you can't handle the truth, well, you know what that's from.
Sure.
Two Good Men. So I just pulled some what I thought are going to be, for years and years and years, the quotes that when you hear them, you go, Straight out of Compton, just like that. Here's one. For real.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
For real.
Yeah. Hmm. Here's another one. Yeah, for real.
Oh.
That's a variation.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay.
Here's one. Nah, 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 for real.
Hmm.
Okay.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out. These are all quotes. You'll be hearing these when, yeah. Here's one. That's dope, man.
Oh.
That's dope.
That means cool, I think.
Yes,
really.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be dope. That's mm-hmm. another one. And here's a variation that I heard in the movie. That's dope, man, for real.
Oh.
So they added what
combination
they did.
Combination of
yes.
Yeah.
They combined two great quotes and put them together. Here's another one. And I could just, I'll just say N-word, because I'm not going to say it. Mm-hmm. That's in there about 8,000 times. And then my N-word. Hey, how's my N-word doing today?
Oh.
Yeah, for real. And then here's one, F. I can't say the word. It's in there about 800 times. And then MF. And then MFing. Hmm. Yeah. Where you MFers going? Are you going down to that MFing club? And they go, yeah. And they go, no, for real.
That was a pretty in-depth, like, script.
Oh, my goodness, Dan. Not just anybody could have written this.
No.
And then here's a line from it. Where ya going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where ya going?
Yeah.
So listen for those.
It's a variation on y'all, or you all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think in that, whatever that archives, museum of motion pictures, wherever they, and here are some of the great quotes. Well, Frank, then, my dear, I don't give a damn. Well, I think for real is going to be right up there with, you can't handle the truth, and Frank, then, my dear, I don't give a damn. I think you're going to be, I think it's right up there with them. Yeah, that dope, man, for real.
Yeah.
Dylan Klebold's mother, he's one of these, he was one of the two deranged Columbine murdering monsters that killed 13 kids. One was a teacher, I think, in Columbine. Did you see that interview? Diane Sawyer sat down with his mother. It's the first time it's been 17 years, and it's the first interview she's done.
That's hard to believe it's been that long.
I could not help but watch it, just like I had to watch Jeff Dahmer when they did the prison interview when he sat with his dad, because what you realize is this is a perfectly normal, average mother. She's not ignorant. She's not blind. She's not disinterested in her son. She's not one of these, do whatever you want, nobody cares. She came off as sort of everybody's mom. And when it was over, there's no way in the world you could hate her, but that's what happens when something like this happens. And she talked about that. There are other parents that blame you because you're the mother who gave birth to that monster. That's got to be a very difficult... And the first thing I thought was, why didn't you change your name? Klebold is not a common name. And she said she thought about that. She thought about changing her name and her identity and just like, disappearing. Something like that. But she decided the better way to handle it would be to just deal with it and try to... in time, get people to understand that she's not a bad mother. You can have two kids. I think Dahmer might have had a brother or something. Well, one brother turns out to kill and eat people, and the other one is works at the bank or so. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not a reflection on the family, but sometimes it is. But most of the time, it's not a reflection on the family, even though everyone else turns to the family and blames.
When your kid is murdered, you're lashing out. You want to blame somebody.
Yeah.
And the murderer is dead. So the next ear closest that can hear your screams and your anger would be the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to assume the parent did miss something or did something wrong. Why weren't you paying attention?
Well, look at what happened with Bernie Madoff's kids.
Yes, one of them committed suicide.
Yeah.
And here's something interesting she said. She said, at, I don't remember the age, it was something like at 17 or something, she stopped checking his room. And, of course, that final year was critical because this is when he built his bombs. And his, but she said that if she made a mistake, that maybe it was thinking that he deserved total privacy after he reached a certain age. And I've said this before, and I'm not a counselor. I don't have a degree in this. Folks, till the age of certainly 18, when somebody lives in your house, you have every right to go in and snoop and look around. And if she had done that, maybe that whole thing could have been avoided. I really enjoyed it. And I've always liked Diane Sawyer. There's something soft about Diane Sawyer. You know what I'm saying? She's like a soft, plush.
They put some filter on her, it seems.
They do.
Like.
No, they do. If you watch Diane Sawyer, everything she does, I guess she insists that they filter the lens, and it makes her even softer. She just looks cuddly to me, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's that lens. The prom season is not too far away. It'll be here in, like, what is it, 6-8 weeks? Was that May? Is that usually prom season? And I read a great article this morning about Tim Tebow's foundation and what he does up in, where would that be, Michigan? Where would that be? He makes sure, and I think it's throughout the state, that there are proms held for special needs kids. And I think this is a fantastic thing because the girl with Down syndrome is going to be the girl in school that's not getting asked to the prom, or the guy who has a titanium arm, or he was born with some kind of a physical deformity. And I think to make sure that all these kids get to dress up and get a limo and a dress, and a corset, I think it's fantastic because they're going to a prom with other people who are in the same life situation. You know what I'm saying? They don't stand out as odd or different. I think it's great. I every year when I see stuff like that, I think it's fantastic. The Grammys are tonight, and as Bill Cleveland would say, who cares? Because I won't know what I'm looking at. I'll check in, and maybe I'll record it and zip through it and see if I can make any sense out of it. Yes, it is Michigan. I just found the article, the Tim Tebow thing. Now, the story I'm going to share with you now reminds me of me as an 18-year-old young man. I was either 18 or 19. Bruce, can we have that? It's Valentine's. It was yesterday. It's a little romantic piano music when I tell this story. I've told this story a couple times before. I'll tell you the story in the news, then I'll tell you my story. There's a 17-year-old young man in Utah. His name is Hayden Godfrey. He lives in Smithfield, Utah. No hurry on the piano music.
Well, you're telling your story. I mean, You're telling the other story, but...
It doesn't matter. They're both romantic stories. He's 17. He bought 900 carnations and gave one to every girl in his high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this kid's only 17, so he did some extra work.
That's a great strategy.
You bet it is.
It's like a carpet bomb. Just
something's going to stick.
Something will stick.
$450, 50 cents a piece, 900 carnations. And, of course, he's the talk of the high school. And how could any girl not go, oh, you know that noise they make? There's Hayden.
That's so sweet.
Oh, hey, that's so sweet. Thanks, you got everybody carnations. Not my story. Belleville, Illinois. I'm 18 or 19, worked in a little drugstore, stock boy, had a smock, a goofy gray smock, and I stocked shelves. We carried Whitman's samplers, Whitman's candy, and the Whitman's rep came in, and he said that all of our candy was about to become expired. It's not bad, they just can't sell it after a certain day. It could still be eaten for 2 or 3 weeks. So I said, what are you going to do with them? And he said, well, I take them with me and we destroy it. I said, oh, no. I asked him if I could have them. He said, sure, we're just going to. So I had my dad's car that worked that day, 62 Chevy Bel Air. Dan and Peon, maybe. Remember how big all trunks used to be?
I had a 62 Bel Air.
Huge trunk.
Yes.
I put about 40 boxes of candy. And they were all sealed in cellophane. I went up and down East Main Street in Belleville. And I knew some girls that worked. And one worked at a bridal shop. One worked at a little clothing store. One worked at a drugstore. And I walked in to each one and handed them a box of chocolate candy. And and without fail, they said, what's this for? And I said, it's just for you being you.
Whoa.
Man.
Now, many of them didn't even really know me. When you work in a little town and you all kind of work in retail stores, you see each other going to lunch. They didn't really know me. I'd say things like, and Peon's right, you do this in a big enough number, something's going to stick. And I remember I said to a couple of them, I said, you don't know that I know you, but I watch you. I watch you. And I just love the way you walk and the way you act and the way you treat people, and this is for you.
And somebody came up and said, where'd you get the candy? From a stalker?
No, you're close.
Oh.
the downside to being in a small town, a couple of girls apparently went to lunch with each other. Mm. One said, oh, that guy at that little drugstore, you won't believe this. I don't even really know him. He did the nicest thing. He gave me a box of candy and said he loved the way I walked. And the other one said, hey, he said the same thing to me. And so bunch of them got together. They came in the store where I worked, like 10 of them.
Oh, man.
And said, you know, the jig's up or something. We know you gave candy to every woman on the block. I still had I had the greatest time doing that because I felt like the king of romance when I was giving that candy away. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you, Bruce. That was beautiful, as always. A father of a 3-year-old girl is walking by her bedroom one night as she's getting ready to go to bed. And this is a household where they say their prayers at night. And he sees her kneeling down by the bed. And as he walks by, he hears her say, and God bless Mommy, and God bless Daddy, God bless Grandma, and goodbye, Grandpa. And he thought, well, that's weird. And he sticks his head in the room. He says, honey, I heard your prayer. That's a nice prayer. Why did you say goodbye to Grandpa? She says, I don't know, Daddy. I just had a feeling. And he said, okay, good night. Next day, Grandpa died.
Ooh.
Dead. So the dad, of course, thinks, well, this is very strange. Probably just a weird coincidence. So a few weeks later, he's putting her to bed and she says, will you stay while I say my prayers? He said, sure. So she says her prayers, thank you for our food and our home. And God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy, and goodbye, Grandma. Mm. Next day, Grandma died. Now the dad's thinking, oh my goodness, my daughter has a gift. She is in touch somehow with the other side. This is unbelievable. A couple of weeks later, she's going to bed. She says, and God bless Mommy and goodbye, Daddy.
Oh.
Well, now he's in shock, and he can't sleep all night, of course. He gets up, I mean, at the crack of dawn, because he couldn't sleep, goes to his office. He's a nervous wreck all day. He's watching the clock, thinking, man, if I can make it till midnight, then all these other things were coincidences. God, goodbye, Daddy. Oh, my, what does that mean? So he stays at the office. He doesn't even drive home. He stays at the office till midnight. And then he gets home, and when he walks in, there's his wife. And she says, what the heck? I've never known you to work this late. What the heck's the matter? He says, I don't want to talk about it. I just spent the worst day of my life. She says, you spent the worst day of your life? How about this? My golf pro dropped dead right in the middle of my lesson.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, traffic's running pretty light. We just have a couple of incidents right now on northbound 270. You've got a crash. They've moved it to the right shoulder a little bit north of Dorset. You also have an accident. Let's see here. It was on eastbound 70 east of Natural Bridge. And traffic is just a little bit slow. It's on the left shoulder there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Subway has an amazing deal going on now. For the entire month of February, all classic footlongs are just $6 or less each. All your favorite footlongs, $6 or less. Hurry in, this deal ends soon. Subway, found it on fresh. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Locally owned and operated and proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
If you're tired of having to deal with clogged gutters, I have a solution for you. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. In addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves, twigs, and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement, and it will keep you from having to climb that ladder. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and colors of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5304 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5304, and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5304. That's 800-795-5304. Call now.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
If you want to lose weight starting right now, boy, have I got a special free deal for you. I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody. You've probably seen our DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. And we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. Now you can stream our library of fitness programs right on your computer, tablet, smartphone, even your web-enabled TV for free. And now I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. Go for it and lose as much weight as possible without paying a dime. All I ask is for your feedback so we can make it the best weight loss site ever created. Just text the word BOD to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, actually over 400 different workouts for free. Just text BOD to 313131 and get started for free right now. Text BOD to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the chance to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're NetDebt, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-600-1637. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. NetDebt. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call NetDebt now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-600-1637. That's 1-800-600-1637.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
The Missouri Lottery presents the 29th Annual Working Women's Survival Show, February 19th through the 21st. Sit back and relax with cuisine on the green, tasty treats from Blue Owl, Mama Campisi's on the Hill, and delicious desserts from STL Cake Pops. Join in on the Missouri Pork Association's Culinary Cook-Off for most creative and delicious dish for prizes. Author, actress Allison Sweeney on stage from Missouri Lottery, celebrating 30 years. Tickets at Dierbergs or at WWSSonline.com for the ultimate girls' day out.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
KTRS is seeking a receptionist to handle administrative duties at the front desk.
Hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays.
Duties include acting as an ambassador for the company while answering phones, greeting guests and visitors in a friendly and professional manner, and performing other clerical and administrative duties.
The ideal candidate will have excellent customer service skills, be personable in demeanor, have a professional appearance, and have proficient computer skills in Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Qualified candidates who possess a background in marketing will have the potential to advance in our media sales department.
Please email your resume to lryan@ktrs.com.
Equal opportunity employer.
All right, we got an opening for receptionist. Is that what I just heard?
Yeah.
Yep. Folks, you ought to jump all over that. We've never had a male receptionist, have we?
I don't think so.
No.
Hey. I believe that job is open to both sexes, I think. When we were on Market Street, we had a guy. Remember that, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
At the front desk. He was pretty good, too.
It is time to go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, and if it weren't for Annie Guns and the Smokehouse next door, we might not have that segment. So you can thank them by patronizing them and making sure you tell me your AM and the PM. Annie Guns is a fantastic restaurant, and the Smokehouse next door is a fantastic non-restaurant. Let's just put it that way. You'll see when you go in. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards to either or both, always a good idea. And now, here's Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it all up. Jump right in there, Homer. Hey, I didn't get to watch vinyl. I recorded it. Did you watch it? Did you like it?
Yes, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Jagger Scorsese.
That's it.
All right.
Pacquiao's question, name the name of the great professional athlete. This is easy, by the way. Who couldn't make the sport he excelled in high school, but became a great athlete after school and in his adulthood. Golfer, Jordan Spieth. Basketballer, Michael Jordan. Baseballer, Henry Aaron. Footballer, Johnny Manziel. Could not cut it in high school. Love Nuggets. I think it's awful weird. I think it's awful weird that 89-year-old billionaire Rupert Murdoch has married Mick Jagger's ex and the mother of Mick Jagger's children, 59-year-old Jerry Hall. I think that's an odd coupling.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe she's thinking of the future.
How old is he?
89.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since we last spoke, Kanye West made an ass of himself again, first on stage in New York, blasting Taylor Swift, Adele, and even Jesus Christ. Then he started a fight with a doorman and a security guy at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. When he checked out, they informed him that he and all of his family, the Trashians, were not welcome there ever again. And in case you missed it, Kanye now making a big deal. He's $53 million in debt and owes the IRS another $5 million. So now we know he's not just a jerk, but he's also a deadbeat. So
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I
begged Zuckerberg for $1 billion.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask your fellow rich rappers for some money. They seem to have all the money in the world.
Does Zuckerberg even like him?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Nobody likes him.
No.
The president of the Razzies has seen Zoolander 2 and says that it'll be nominated as one of the worst movies of the year.
Whoa.
And the Zoolander screenwriter, the guy that wrote it, will also get a Razzie nomination. That's Justin Theroux, Jennifer Aniston's husband.
Oh.
Grammys are tonight. Love going to the Emmys, the Golden Globes, the Oscars. But I would rather have painful rectal itch than go to the Grammys.
Ew.
Why? Why is that?
It's just. First of all, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody there.
Yeah.
You know. Do you know? How many of the nominees do you know?
Oh my God! Every year when they do it, it becomes fewer and fewer.
Yeah. I mean, I looked through the list. There was about 120 nominees, and I knew about 40 of them. Some of them, about a third of them, I'd never heard of. Mm. But I have no idea what they're talking about. It's strictly a teen to 24 show. That's it, period.
No, it has absolutely, that is what it has become.
It's become just a teeny bopper thing. New York Post headline, after being closed almost a year, the famous Carnegie Deli in New York. Did you ever eat there?
Yes.
It's
fabulous. Yes, I did. We went to New York only a couple of times, and my wife says one of the things we have to do, because it is New York, is the Carnegie Deli. And I remember I had a... Like a pastrami sandwich. It was 7 feet tall.
Oh.
You couldn't possibly
Carnegie
buy into
Deli.
It. Yeah, it was huge.
Well, it reopened. It's been closed for a little while, and it reopened, and not any too soon for New Yorkers who have been complaining very loudly that they missed their 105-year-old famous eatery. So it reopened last week. New York Post headline screamed, "We can't quit deli aching."
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like that one?
That's pretty good.
All right, Dayton in history, Chris Farley would have been 52 today. Chris Farley died in 1997.
Oh, my goodness, that long ago.
Yeah. And finally on the broadcast.
Oh,
Dayton, when it comes to an end, Franco.
Well, Carnegie Deli, too, is one of those places where they deliberately sort of play up the
New York
attitude.
Yeah.
What do you have? The waiter comes over.
What do you want?
Here. Exactly what happened. We were there real quickly. My wife told me when we walked in, she says, "All right, this is not St. Louis. They're not going to wait on you the way that it's like. I'm just different. I'm just ticked." She knows how I am. This guy comes over with a notepad and a pencil and takes it behind his ear and says, "What do you want?" And my wife tells him, and he says, "You." And I said, "Well, I'm thinking." He goes, "You're thinking? Well, when you stop thinking and you know what you want, I'll come back and take your order." And he walked away.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I said, "This is
right.
The rudest place I've ever been in my life."
Yeah, and great food.
Yes, and it was packed.
Name the name of the great professional athlete that couldn't make it in the sport that he excelled in when he became an adult when he was in high school. Golfer Jordan Spieth, basketballer Michael Jordan, baseballer Henry Aaron, footballer Johnny Manziel. This is so easy. I mean, if you don't get it, I'm
not for me. It's
you.
Not.
It is. Oh, I don't
not
know.
For me,
Manziel.
I'll say Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel.
Michael Jordan was throwing
no,
out the basketball.
That's how easy it is.
Mike Evans, Hollywood, say it.
Why was that supposed to be easy?
I don't know.
There's anything easy about it? That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. Tell you something, we don't have Carnegie Deli, but we got Annie Guns, and they're not rude. They're nice. Annie Guns is in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything, right next door to the Smokehouse Market. I will leave you with something to think about, and that is your kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms. I don't know how long. Obviously, I couldn't know how long all of you have been in your homes, but if you may not have been in the house but a couple of years, but you bought the house, and it was 20 years old or 15 years old. Guess what becomes dated before anything else? The kitchen. We bought our house 30 years ago, and there was a late 50s appliance that if you looked at it, that part of the kitchen, it could have been a shot out of Leave It to Beaver when the Beeves' mom was in the kitchen. It was just dated like that. So kitchens become dated, but if you put the right people on the project, they will not only be updated, they'll take that kitchen into the future in many ways. And that's what Thompson Price does. Make sure, you can talk to 10 companies if you want to. Just make sure one of them has the name Price in the name of the company. And then you won't miss the opportunity to deal with Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, a terrific company. You will get every dollar's worth, and for years and years and years, you're going to look at that kitchen or bathroom and go, "This is one of the best decisions we ever made." Thank you, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Please tell them you're AM and the PM. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, and the website is easy. It's thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Happy President's Day, Tim Whalen.
Happy President's Day to you too, Dan. Well, traffic is running quite well. We'll tell you, it's been a light afternoon. We continue to see that. They have cleared that accident that was on northbound 270 north of Dorset. Now, we do have another crash. It's on the outer road eastbound Highway 44 near Mirage. It's on the outer road, like I said. Everything else is running well. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. They have an amazing deal going on now. For the entire month of February, all classic footlongs are just $6 each or less, or $6 or less each. All your favorite footlongs, $6 or less. Hurry in, this deal ends soon. Subway, found it on fresh. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Tigers versus the Gamecocks. Tomorrow night, the Gamecocks of South Carolina take on our Missouri Tigers in Columbia. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6.
Bang!
Exclusively on KTRS. We are Missouri.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, De Pere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Let's get together tomorrow right after 3 o'clock. What do you say? Thank you very much. You've been a great audience, as the showbiz people say. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, a hidden danger you find in homes across St. Louis and fire department helmet camera video of what can happen if you don't get it taken care of.
Is a serial arsonist burning Union, Missouri? What police know about five suspicious fires?
Two people left for dead after a heroin overdose are brought back to life. Who intervened?
But first on Fox, fire wipes out a West County home and sparks a warning from firefighters about a very prevalent but hidden danger in St. Louis area houses.
Aluminum wiring. Fox 2's Andy Banker is here now with the story new at 6. Andy.
And when you guys said danger in the